Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Don't you love how the highlights work? Guy makes a play, he's the player guest.
Well, he should be.
Dwight Lowry's here.
Player guest. Made the big play of the game yesterday.
First year with the Falcons. Safety from, during the break here, we've gotten a little bit of the breakdown. This is going to be a good, because yesterday was career interception number 11 in the NFL.
The numbers are staggering before that.
Yeah. Like Ripley's Believe It or Not stuff. Take us through the play yesterday, because it's one of those that is, yes, you're there to make the play, but it's very instinctive the way it happens, because Alford, I guess it's Evans, the intended receiver. Is that right?
No, it was
Jackson.
It was Jackson, yeah.
Jackson. Ball got deflected by Rob, and then all of a sudden you've got to instinctively make the play, right?
Yeah. Earlier in the series, they came out in a similar formation, and probably were anticipating us playing a different coverage than we had. And I thought Robert did a great job on Jackson and was in a position to make the interception himself. I fortunately was guarding my man. It was a man coverage. I was guarding him, but I had seen the ball thrown because I had control of my man and kind of just turned around, saw the ball was tipped, and just tried to go get it.
Dwight, 50 starts in the league, and so you're a veteran guy that not only were you going to come in here and play at a high level, they knew from a leadership standpoint you were bringing that to the table as well. How much do you have to talk? And both those two guys look like they're dogs on the outside now. They're going to fight you. But it was a tough matchup for both of them, especially when you're getting targeted like Rob's been getting targeted. Mm-hmm. He continued to fight. Do you have to have conversation on the sideline about them? Hey, just hang in there, keep fighting?
Yeah, I think so. Rob's doing a great job, from my experience being here. He has a couple of tendencies and things that he does and things that he needs to clean up. And I think that teams are trying to take advantage of that. But, we let him know that, we want to play a certain way. And in order for us to play the way that we want to play and be successful, we have to depend on you to go out there and make plays and be confident and understand that they're going to make plays too. And you can't think about the last play and things of that nature. And sometimes when you're a young player, sometimes that can get into your head a little bit. If a guy makes a catch and he makes another catch and you're thinking about the last play and then he makes a catch again.
Right.
But, it's a huge testament to him to make that play in order to give us a chance to win in the end zone. For majority of the game, we wasn't going his way. So he was able to redeem himself.
Dwight Lowry's with us in the player segment here on this week's edition of the Coach's Show.
You played on some really good defenses in New York now under Rex. Mm-hmm. And, how frustrating has this been for you this season with, knowing you guys are probably better than the numbers say and you're just not getting the results?
Yeah, it's not necessarily something I'm used to. Playing with Rex, the standard is set very high. Top five defense every year I was there. And, I see this situation a little bit different, though, because there's a lot of new faces. Really trying to kind of figure each other out, figure out what we do best as a unit. But I think that, from week one until now that we have progressed as a unit, maybe the numbers don't say that, but in the room, on the practice field, and now it's starting to turn over to the games, we're improving, we're getting better, and we're giving ourselves a chance to be in a situation where we can win the game, and that's really all you can ask for.
I'm thinking about this. You're 6 years in this league. And you're only 28 years old, and yet you're like the gray beard in that room. You really are.
Yeah.
I mean, when you got here, you brought a veteran presence that they really didn't have very much of, right?
I can't speak from.
But feel that? You feel that kind of responsibility, having played this your third team? You've played a lot of football in this league. I mean, you bring a considerable amount of experience to what is otherwise a fairly young secondary.
Yeah, I just. When I first came here, I was just really trying to focus on the things that I could control and kind of lead in that aspect. I pretty much sat out last year and I had a lot of time to reflect and really appreciate the fact that I am able to play football.
Sure.
That I can contribute to a team and help a team win and really just take that approach. And as the season's progressed, I think it's kind of fell in to where I need to take more of a leadership role, mostly because William's been out.
Yeah.
And, somebody has to step up or we have to have more of a group effort or whatever it is, and just relishing that opportunity and having fun with it.
Falcon safety Dwight Lowry here with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, player guest here on the Mike Smith Show. Dwight, it's been kind of fun to watch the evolution of one of you guys' major packages you like to get to. anybody that watches this game very closely knows that about 65% of the game is played in a sub-package scenario. There's so many three-receiver sets out there. Your ability to come out of the middle of the field and walk down into the box and play essentially, for in layman terms for the fan out there, you're playing linebacker, but you're a dime safety in the game. And then Desmond and Kamal to also blend in as well. William going to come, as you mentioned, back in a week or so. How fun has that been to kind of see that kind of evolve into a really pretty good unit?
Yeah, reflecting back to when I was on the Jets, that's something that we did as well. You know, we were able to get a lot of DBs on the field and make plays and kind of have that camaraderie they have in the room and bring it to the field. I always like when DBs on the field because there's a you know, you can kind of get a pep in your step, you know. But I'm appreciative that we're open to doing that, you know, and that we're trying to evolve that package. And it's something that's been somewhat of a success for us. And hopefully we can continue to incorporate different things, especially with William coming back. I mean, but the biggest thing, as long as we continue to progress as a unit, that's what's most important.
It's interesting. You guys made a lot of plays yesterday. Dave, we were talking in the first segment with Coach Smith about some of the pressure up front, those guys getting to the quarterback, making it uncomfortable for McCown. All that just goes hand in hand every week. It's interesting to watch yesterday kind of the whole package come together, the front side and the back, to make plays that ultimately get you a win.
Yeah, that's what – I mean, it's not – there's never one person or one unit that makes a play, offense, defense, or special teams. You know, everyone's got to work together. Everyone's got to be on the same page and understanding what their responsibility is. And
1 minute.
And even if they have a – even if they do get a big play and whatnot, you know, we have to regroup and we got to move on to the next play. We can't think about what just happened.
Right.
And I think that's what we did a really good job of yesterday.
Right. We're going to dive into Dwight's background here and talk a little bit about his
some ball
in Cali that the numbers defy logic, really. So that's what I'm saying. The interception yesterday was not an aberration. That's the norm usually for this guy.
All right, we're going to talk to Dwight Lowry, who grew up in Southern California, went to San Jose State, and has been in New York, Jacksonville, and now Atlanta. More of the Coaches Show from Flowery Branch on a Monday with Dave Archer, West Durham, and more with Dwight Lowry on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.